and welcome to Your Favourite Teacher. So I'm just going to talk through some of my initial thoughts about chapter one. Obviously, the main thing that we focus on here is the dream that old Major has. And the animals are having this meeting because we assume their owner, the farm owner, Mr. Jones, has gone to bed, and he's gone to bed drunk, we figure out. And a lot of this first chapter talks about equality and the unfair treatments that the animals face. So that kind of sets up this as a really important theme. And so old Major has this dream, he has this vision of a time when men are gone and the animals can be in charge themselves. So he calls a meeting, and we learn that he's respected because everyone was happy, quite ready to lose an hour's sleep in order to hear what he had to say. And we have the animals setting themselves up in the barn. Now, one of the things that I underlined when I just first read this is the fact that the pigs who settle down in the straw immediately in front of the platform. So we know straight away that the pigs have this prime position, which implies that maybe they are assertive, maybe they are the boss. The speech gives us a few key insights. So we know that man is the only real enemy, that's one of the quotes, and their perception is that mankind does nothing but reap the benefit from the animals' hard work. Everything that mankind has done is said to be evil, and they're banned from doing it. So there's a list: no animal must ever live in a house, sleep in a bed, wear clothes, drink alcohol, smoke tobacco, touch money, blah blah blah. An extensive list. And that's interesting that all of the habits of man are evil. So that's something to notice, because if the story changes and animals do start to take on these attributes, then we've got the foreshadowing here, the warning not to be like this. He calls for a rebellion, and at the root of that rebellion is this four legs good, two legs bad, and the idea that all animals are equal. Now, he teaches them a song, which is quite insightful. I do apologise for my rendition of this on the podcast. And there's quite a lot to pick out here. Obviously, having this song, having a mantra, is really important. It means that the words can be remembered, and the animals, even some of the more stupid animals, are able to take apart this message and get something on board. So I think that's quite an interesting way for that message to have been spread. And of course, like in our own songs and poems, we get messages from that. But there's lots in here. Obviously, there's lots of repetition. There's lots of examples of the unfairness. Cruel whips no more shall crack. The idea that bright will shine the fields of England when they're in charge, when they've been set free. And really the idea that animals here are the slaves to the humans, that's how it's been set out. Now, as we look at this story a lot more, we're going to see what's significant about this. But I don't want to jump the gun too much, because I want it to be just a small look at the chapter after each time we've read it, and then build on it rather than looking back with hindsight. Orwell also introduces some of the different personalities. So we learn about Boxer and Clover, who are very, very careful not to step on any of the small animals. So again, we see that they're quite considerate. Boxer's not particularly intelligent, but very, very hardworking. We've got Molly, who's quite vain. And we've got the opposition between the different types of animals. So straight away, we have like the dogs and the cats that don't want the mice, don't think that the mice count. So there's a few things that have been set up here. Obviously, major speech is hugely important, because this pig's ideas are what set up the story, and his idea, his kind of utopian fantasy of the way that the farm should be run. We, as we read on, we're going to have to see whether that comes true, or whether in fact the reality isn't how he had dreamed it. So when we carry on reading, I want you thinking about the vision versus the reality, and also thinking about how we can apply this to what we've seen in society, where there are examples of discrimination, where there are examples of people that are downtrodden and have risen out against it. Now, obviously, if you know anything about this at all, which you might not because you might be right at the start, but this has lots of ideas that relate with the Russian Revolution and this idea of capitalism versus communism. So that's something important to look out for as we read on. This isn't just a nice little story about some animals in a farm. It has got a much deeper message that we're going to be on the lookout for. So that's just me talking through some of the ideas in chapter one. And I'll be back tomorrow for some information and a reading of chapter two.